Gardener's Question Time, Ed. Today's expert is Mrs. Panesar, who specialises in Asian gardens around Britain. Thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure.
First question today came from Susan in Dudley. Susan.
Yeah, hello. I've got an Asian family living on my street who've achieved a very distinctive look with their garden. I was wondering how that was achieved.
Yes. Tell me, does this garden contain long yellow grass with many dandelions and weeds?
Yes,
this is very popular with Asian families. To cultivate a garden like this is very simple. You will need three things. Number one, a fully working Flymo 3000. Number two, a good-for-nothing Bevakoof son. Who does nothing but sleep all day instead of mowing the bloody lawn, huh? And number three, a very tight husband who refuses to pay for a gardener.
Tell me though, Mrs. Panesar, are there any individual features you can add to give it that personal touch?
Yes. Some people like to throw unmatching garden furniture into the reeds. Only they spit a couple of mango seeds into the soil. Sometimes they can grow into ugly, pathetic little saplings. For a central, eye-catching feature, nothing really beats a swim ball. You know, the tennis game on the stick. You will probably find one in your shed left over from the 80s.
Well, I've got flowers in my garden at the moment. Should I bring them into the house?
Real flowers? Inside a house? Don't be stupid. Put them in the bin and buy paper flowers and plastic fruit. Last much longer.
Thank you, Mrs. Panesar.
Yeah, no problem. Look at this. It says here that they're building a new hotel in Delhi that's going to cost 200 crore rupees.
How much is a crore, ma'am?
A crore? What, in pounds? Well, it's about...
No, not in pounds. Just how much is a crore?
Well, Betty, it's 10 lakhs, isn't it?
No, I thought it was 100.
Well, how much is a lakh?
Well, that's... how do you mean?
How many rupees in a lakh?
1.5 trillion. Divided by 12.
180?
Have you tried the new Kushbu makeup product? New Asian range, free makeover? Come and try the new range of specialist cosmetic products. Ah, madam, my name is Mandy, and I'm your Kushbu consultant. Please take a seat.
I don't need a makeover.
Ah, madam, please. There's no need to be embarrassed. I'm a professional.
Embarrassed of what?
I'm afraid you've got a dusky skin. Now, head back, please.
What? No, I haven't.
Oh, dear, you must be in denial. It's a common side effect amongst those who are a bit Kenko instant.
I am not. My skin is no darker than any...
Prized chocolate cream. I know. But please, let me help you. I can give you that wheatish complexion you've always wanted.
There's nothing wrong with my complexion.
Oh, it's not wrong as such. It's just a little mahogany sideboard, wouldn't you say?
I've had enough of this. I'm Asian, I have brown skin, and I'm proud of it. Goodbye.
But don't go, madam, not into the street, please. You'll scare the children. At least take a complimentary Kushbu makeup bag and put it over your head.
For one thing, Chuggy was just an ordinary plumber and fitter living in the Hounslow area of West London. Until that fateful day when he went to a car boot sale in Cranworth. It was there that he picked up a pair of old battered leather trousers which had once belonged to Chunny from a lob. Unbeknown to Bulwant, those trousers still contained special powers. So from that day on, whenever he put on those special trousers, Bulwant Singh Chuggy became Bunga Man. Meanwhile, at a train station in Croydon...
Quick, somebody call 999. There's been a crash. There's somebody in there.
Help me, somebody help me.
Are you okay?
It's my boy, it's my little boy. He's stuck under the carriage, so somebody get him out there.
This carriage is too heavy. I'm sorry, lady. There's no man alive that can lift that carriage.
Oh, Jack the
Look
at that.
But how did you know?
I have a telescope in my house. I did conversion, huh? But check it here.
He's down there. But the carriage is too heavy.
ਐ ਗੱਲ ਛੱਡੋ ਤੁਸੀਂ ਹੈ ਦੇਖੋ ਉਹ ਬੱਲੇ
He's getting down on his knees in the limbo position. He's placing his shoulders under the carriage. Now he's moving his shoulders in the regular rhythmic motion associated with the North Indian folk dance.
Kitna time reh gaya?
10 seconds.
Gaana gao phir. Gaana gao.
He wants us to sing.
ਮੇਰੀ
ਤਾਂ ਐਨ ਲੱਗ ਗਈ ਚੱਕ ਦੇ ਫੱਟ
Good evening and welcome to Indian Budget Special. With me to analyze the figures are the Treasury Secretary, the Leader of the Opposition and the Head of Economics from the University of Madras. Professor, what will the lowering of interest rates mean in terms of income tax demands?
Well, for the economy of the country, this shift will mean an overall increase in GDP next year of 200 crore rupees.
Right, so that's a 2,000 lakh increase for next year.
No, it's not. 200 crore is multiplied by 3.
Yeah, 20,000, that's what I meant. Multiply lakhs by 150.
No. Divide crores by 12.
No, you carry the 5 over there.
Okay, kids, come in here. Who left their shoes like this?
Like what?
These shoes are crossed over each other.
So?
It is very, very unlucky to leave crossed shoes on the floor.
Why?
Very bad things will happen.
Like what?
Well, for instance, your firstborn child will have flippers for hands. And also your secondborn will never ice skate. We must undo the bad luck. Uncross those shoes, then putting one shoe on your head, hop backwards out of the room. Come on.
No, with your eyes closed.
Hopping backwards with open eyes is very unlucky. Very bad things will happen. You will be afflicted by terrible deposits of earwax.
Oh, mind that bookshelf.
A shoe touching a book is very bad luck. For the rest of your life, your hair will only part in the middle.
Mum, please.
Undo the bad luck. Climb backwards out of the window with your hands over your ears. Quickly, quickly. Not that window. It's bad luck to climb out of a third-story window. Very bad things will happen.
Code red emergency. What have we got?
Collapsed building downtown. It was an Asian old folks home.
Asian old folks? This is a code brown emergency. Get Dr. Dash. Tell him to open up the TR.
TR?
Traditional remedies. Dr. Dash is the world's leading Ayurvedic medic. Okay, here they come. Let's go to work, people.
Come on.
First one here. My God, what a mess.
Okay, who's in charge here?
Dr. Dash? Thank God we've been trying to locate you.
Well, I'm here now. What have we got?
Massive trauma to the head, possible subdural hematoma.
And what are his chakras?
Chakras?
Yeah, the 7 spiritual centers. Are they in alignment?
Jesus, I don't know.
Incompetence! Exactly what have you done thus far?
CBC, Chem 7, ordered a CAT scan, and I have a surgical team standing by.
This man doesn't need a surgical team. He needs fresh herbs.
I beg your pardon?
Give me some fennel, cumin, cardamom pods, crocus oil, mixed together in mango skin, apply directly to the wound. Go!
Doctor, please!
Go, damn it!
Right.
Dr. Dash, we got a man here. His legs are crushed. I'm getting ready to amputate.
No amputation. We can save his legs.
But, doctor, they're completely flat.
Bring me the shells of 20 monkey nuts and the juice of... No, 2-3 bananas mixed with 2 lakh milligrams of gram flour.
How much is 2 lakhs?
About a pinch. Then put the entire mixture into a football sock.
Which team?
Sheffield Wednesday. Wrap the whole damn thing around his neck.
I'm afraid we're too late for this one.
Nonsense.
No pulse and rigor setting in.
Bay leaves, lavender oil, cheese... Put in muslin cloth and hit the patient repeatedly over the head until she starts to breathe again.
But doctor, she's dead.
Do it before I do it myself.
She's alive. In fact, they've all pulled through.
Dr. Dash, the old man's legs have grown back. It's a miracle.
No miracle, son. Just hard work, faith, and an uncle that has a grocery store.
Well, Your Honor,
On the night in question, I set off towards Manchester at 9 o'clock.
9 o'clock?
Yes, with my brother-in-law.
Your brother-in-law?
Yes, on the M6 and...
So you were travelling on the motorway at 9 o'clock with your brother-in-law? Surely you realize that's very unlucky. Very bad things will happen. Quick, everybody, put your shoes on your head and hop backwards out of the room. Come on, come on!
Don't worry. It is only turbulence. These planes are very safe.
God damn it, I hate flying here. Daddy's driver usually takes me everywhere.
Would you like a boy's sweet?
Oh, get out of here, Pops. If you've got any Belgian truffles, we'll talk.
Excuse me. I think you're sitting in my seat.
Oh, damn it. Give me a break. I was here first.
I paid 20,000 rupees for this seat, huh?
Listen, girlfriend. I paid 30,000 for this hairdo. Here's 20 bucks. Now scram. Schedule cast scumbag Harijan. Damn it. I suppose they have their own seat quota or something. Oh, my God. Here comes another one. Get out of here, Pops. You should be in economy.
Excuse me. You wouldn't happen to know where the toilet is, would you?
What's the point here? You smell like you've already been.
What?
I swear, these people make me sick, you know. I mean, they could all travel first class if they wanted to. They should get off their asses and work a bit harder. I mean, look at me. When I ran out of credit cards, I just rolled my sleeves up, phoned my dad, and he got me a job.
Really? And what was that job?
I'm the air hostess, damn it.
Oh, can I have a scotch, please?
Get it yourself, Pops. The movie's starting. Good morning, Mr. Agapathy.
It's X. Malkin X. Agapathy is my slave name. Listen, I've been reading these leaflets about equal opportunities employers. The whole thing's a whitewash. It's not about equal opportunity, it's about the colour of my skin. Doesn't mention that in the Somerset region there are currently precisely no Asians employed in the cheese production sector. Hey, you're just going to stand there while the imperialist boots of the white supremacist dairy industry trample over black brethren, are you? Hey?
In the Somerset region there are currently precisely no Asians, Mr. X.
Oh, right. Oh, very clever. Wriggled your way out of any commitment to militant action there, didn't you? Well, let me point out one little fact. What colour is cheese? Eh? Thank you. And what about the Scottish crop situation? When is the Highland sheep farming industry going to start appealing to the Asian community?
When there's a hell of a lot more money in it and it moves to Birmingham.
Right, yeah, I get it. You'd love that, wouldn't you? You'd love us all to be shopkeepers and bus conductors, wouldn't you? Well, what about the European porn industry?
I beg your pardon?
Oh, yeah. Biggest porn industry in the world. How many brown faces do you see in those films? Or brown anything?
I'm sure I don't know, Mr. Agapathy.
Eggs.
I don't watch those films.
Well, I've watched hundreds of them. And there's nothing of colour in any. No. Until these industries open their doors to me and my brothers, I will not cease in my protest.
Right. So I take it you've been unable to find work again this month, Mr. Agapathy?
Yeah, well, yeah, I've been a bit under the weather.
Yes, yes, I've heard it all before.
Now, there's no need to be embarrassed, sir. The Kushbu range covers a multitude of sins. Because, I mean, to be frank, you are slightly on the double espresso side, aren't you? What I'm going to try is something a little more latte. Although, with your skin, the nearest I get might be walnut veneer. Well, I really think you should consider it. First impressions are very important in your line of work, you know. You're meeting people all the time, and what about the ladies?
You won't attract many of them looking all Heinz French onion soup, will you?
Oh, very well, Mr. Mandela. It's your loss.
Why, Kevran. Due to the adverse publicity surrounded the appointment of Arlene Dury as a spiritual guide to the England squad, we've had to let her go. However, we found a replacement to take care of your metaphysical needs. They're all yours, mate.
Hello, boys. I am the Guru Maharishi Yogi. You're welcome. I'm very happy to be here after my recent transfer from Holy Man United. I am here to teach you about inner strength, to give you courage in the face of adversity, and to tell you you're playing like a bunch of donkeys. Do I not like that? Yeah. My grandmother scored more goals than you this season, and she's been reincarnated as a bat for 10 years. Now, as highly paid professional footballers, you are exposed to temptations such as hard drugs and loose living. And I am here to share these troubles with you 50-50.
Neville Ferdinand Namara. Penalty or thwarti na jaya. Now, spiritual growth is a long and hazardous journey. And when we are under fire from our enemies, we must stand together, arm in arm, 10 yards back, with our hands clasped firmly over our knackers. For today's lesson, I'd like to kick off with a reading from the ancient Sanskrit texts.
Sharingham na oen na haza, paratha kebab na gaza.
This passage tells of a great battle fought by the gods. In many ways, this battle was like a football match. On the one hand, the forces of good, white shirts, blue shorts playing from left to right. On the other side, the forces of darkness, referred to in the ancient texts as Germany. In this battle, Lord Krishna was under great duress, like you, Insi. But he did not give up the fight. Instead, he summoned all his inner strength and grabbed firmly onto the hem of his foe's dhoti, pulling him down just outside the box and escaping with a yellow card. The gods fought very bravely that day, vanquishing many enemies. All credit to them, they gave 110%. Of course, this story should not be taken literally. Unlike in this battle, defeat in football does not mean certain death, unless you're Colombian. Now, it is often remarked that football is a game of two halves, and life itself is also a game of two halves. The earthly, materialistic half, and the ethereal, spiritual half. The main difference is, in life, no one brings oranges round at halftime.
What?
Meditation, meditation. Om, om, it's coming, om. Football's coming, om.
In your dreams, whichever buddy you are.
Mammy, nice me, innit?
Of you, Bino. I thought you was one of my stalkers asking me out again.
As if.
In their dreams. Anyway, what was you ringing me up for?
Oh, nothing. Just to say I've been asked out on a date, innit? Hello? You still there?
Sorry, just fainted for a second. You do remember that we don't count blokes on the deli or in the magazines, yeah? And that we decided they were not sending you secret messages through your hairdryer, don't we?
Nah, this time it's a real bloke. Met him on the escalators in the metro centre when he caught his anorak toggling my belly button ring. And when he finally left casualty, he asked me out, innit?
Well, I hope you told him in your dreams, buddy. You did at least say, as if, didn't you?
Well, actually, Mina, Michael's quite cute and I...
Michael? Oh, man. So you're switching from rotty to white bread now? Well, that's going to be a hot date, isn't it? Eh? Listening to his Cooler Shaker CD in the back of his Cortina while he drools about your all-over tan in his dreams.
He's half Indian, actually.
Which half?
Does it matter?
Yeah. If it's the top half, he'll think you're a slut if you kiss on a first date. And if it's the bottom half, don't bother kissing him because he'll be useless at anything else, I think.
Well, I did kiss him, so there. And it was quite nice too, and I didn't have any of them guilty hallucinations after neither.
Oh, yeah, the ones where your grandparents appear waving bloody swords and shouting, die in agony, dumb sucking horde of Jalundas. What? Oh, just me then.
Look, you don't want me to go out with him, do you, Mina?
If you want to betray the sisterhood, that is up to you, Mina.
So what shall I tell his best friend who wants to go out with you? Mina, you still there?
Hurry up or we'll be late.
That's it.
Ladies and gentlemen, and also the people in economy class. Welcome to this India Airways flight 235 from Bombay to, well, London. We're now preparing for takeoff, so I've got to go through some goddamn safety procedure. Okay, so in the unlikely event of any fault occurring while we are in flight, please remember that I only took this job for the glamour factor. So please just try and keep out of my face pops. Now, the flight takes 9 hours and my nail polish takes 8 to dry, so I'm not touching the duty-free trolley till we reach Belgium. We'll be cruising at an altitude of 2 lakh feet.
How much is that?
Shut your mouth, Bob. Now, in the event of a sudden drop in cabin pressure, oxygen masks will drop from above your heads. Well, they would normally, but I've just had my hair done, so I switched that off. Anyway, on arrival in London, Heathrow, please wait to be herded into immigration while I dash off in my father's limo, straight to the Metaba, where I will be meeting my very great pal, Tara Palmer Tomkinson. Cocktails will be served at 9, cocaine will be available in the toilets at 11, and I will be rubbing baby lotion into a B-list celebrity in my penthouse suite by 2:30. Thanks for your attention, like I give a damn, Pops.
There is no more beautiful sight on the plains of the Serengeti than to watch the great rose-colored cloud of pink flamingos rise as one from these vast watering holes. These fascinating birds can stand for up to 6 hours on one leg.
Which is very unlucky. Very bad things will happen unless they put their shoes on their heads and hop backwards out of the water.
See you later, Mom.
Where are you going?
Wembley. You know, I've got tickets to see England. What's the problem?
Nothing. It's just that I don't really understand why you have to go to Wembley to see England when I can make it at home for nothing.
No!
Come on. Play the long ball, son. On me head. Quick, give me a light.
Mum, what are you doing? You don't smoke.
Yes, I do. I'm Paul Gascoigne. Look how fat I am. See how springy and weak my legs are, man.
You're not Paul Gascoigne. Ow! What are you doing? You kicked me in the face.
No, I didn't. I'm Alan Shearer. I was just trying to untangle my leg. It's coming off. Football's coming off. Come on, we won. Let's dance around the pitch with trophy on our heads.
That's not a trophy. It's a small aubergine. And take that ridiculous moustache off. You look nothing like David Seaman.
What moustache?
And now on Radio 4, the Today program.
Meow, pussycat. Yeah, it's me, Smita Smitten Showbiz Kitten. The last time you heard from me, I was a drug, adult, alcoholic, manic, depressive. And that's how I got a job at Radio 4. So, brrr, kittens. Here's little old Smita presenting her big, important news program. And today, your favorite showbiz kitty is sniffing bottoms with none other than Indian and Pakistani defense secretaries. Hello, how's it hanging, boys?
Good morning.
Now, India and Pakistan are currently engaged in a nuclear arms race which threatens to engulf South and East Asia in a holocaust of destruction. So, the question on everybody's lips is, which one of you is stepping out with Bollywood babe Karishma Kapoor, huh?
I'm sorry.
Come on, which one of you alley cats has been spraying the young starlet, huh?
Look, I have come here in good faith to do a serious interview.
Oh, meow. Could it be true that super hunk Sanjay Dutt is chasing the pair of you for having an alleged double affair with the gorgeous Rekha?
Can we please get back to the point? Pakistan did not ask for an arms race, but we will not stand by...
You are seeing Rekha?
We had a couple of drinks.
You bastard!
Hey, find us keepers! She's mine.
Rekha all the time.
The claws are out as once again Smita digs in the celebrity garden to unearth the chunks that lie behind the rose beds. Till next week. Meow, pussycat.
Tell you about a man named Jolson. Some folk thought that his act was really wholesome. He and his pals have to share the blame for giving us what we call a minstrel's pangs. Al blacked up his fix, insulted a race. In talking movies that the world had embraced. He was the first of what we now can't stand. The first 20th century blacked up man. Othello was Shakespeare's hero with a flaw. The great white dopes queued up to play the great Moor. Avoided the fact that Othello was black, not a fat white man covered in cack. Wells and Olivier may be admonished for covering their parts with cherry blossom boot polish. They were the greats, but continued the trend of being Hollywood's blacked up men.
They were blacked up men, yeah.
One time.
Yeah, yeah. Surely you remember.
Too many times.
Look at it.
about the black and white minstrels. In the 60s, they were instrumental in singing the hits. Looking like tits, white lips, bad wigs, hanging with the white chicks. People laughed with them, taken as given. A group of sad white men without black rhythm. They were TV's holy grail, but don't forget, they were black dumb males. We move on to Alec Guinness. He saw his reputation diminish. A Passage to India, a tale about myth. He plays a guru from Aberystwyth with mad inflections, coffee complexions. All of it begs just one simple question. Why, oh why, when he was off course, didn't Obi-Wan Kenobi just use the Force? With actors who black up as long as they're good and watch their makeup. If that's all right and you wanna please us, just let a black man white up and play Jesus. The only difference between us and them is we make this look good.
Goodness Gracious Me was performed by Sanjeev Bhaskar, Kulvinder Gear, Meera Sial, and Nina Wadia. It was written by Pinto and Sadhana, Sanjeev Kohli, Meera Sial, and Sanjeev Bhaskar. The script editors were Sadhana and Pinto, and the producer was Anil Gupta.